Good morning. You're listening to FordDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Brent Emore, the interim CEO with AHF Products. Brent, how you doing?
Good morning, Kemp. I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm good. Good to talk to you. You've been in this role now for, I guess, a month and a half or so after Brian Carson left and went over to the paint business. But you've been at AHF as the CFO for about 8 months. But prior to that, you spent 15 and a half years at Mohawk, and I guess that's where Brian got to know you and knew you would be a great resource and come over to AHF. And at Mohawk, you were CFO for the North American business for a while. You even served as a general manager for the pad business along your career there. But prior to joining Mohawk, you spent 5 years at Home Depot in a financial role. Before that, you spent 4 years at Ernst & Young, and you got your undergrad at Miami of Ohio and your MBA at Emory University in Atlanta. Is that right?
That is correct. I truly worked for some exceptional leaders and, yes, ultimately found myself in the flooring world at Mohawk Industries and most recently as the CFO at AHF.
Yeah. How'd you get in the flooring business?
Interesting story. You know, Michel Vermette spent a very, very significant portion of his career at Mohawk and Armstrong and now America's Floor Source, recruited me out of Home Depot into a very unique capacity where I could leverage my deep financial acumen, my strategic and operational orientation, and really help him reinvent Flooring North America and Mohawk from how finance truly served the business. And like to think, met a tremendous individual, did a wonderful job serving not only him and the business, but really changed how central finance was to that organization and still is to this day.
So I know when Brian tapped you and said, come on over here and work with me, he wanted you to be the CFO. Now you end up being CEO. That had to be a surprise, right?
It was. I would say ultimately the intent, you know, I think at the end of the day was to move into a bigger strategic and more operational role. I would just say the timing of Brian departing was certainly a surprise. He is a tremendous individual, even stronger leader, and tremendously knowledgeable in the flooring space. But listen, we have a strong team. We've all stepped up into different capacities and are really filling, you know, bigger roles ourselves, new challenges, and really uniting as a team, running the play. So it's almost like we didn't lose a step or a beat in the process. I'm really excited about 2025 and what the team is going to do.
Now, well, most people know AHF has a diverse mix of products. You're actually, I think, in every flooring category except carpet. You're owned by private equity Paceline Equity. I think they're doing a CEO search, and you're certainly a candidate. Any updates on that?
No updates at this time.
All right, how's business?
Business has been good out of the gate for us. Obviously, as you know, the tariff volatility has introduced a different level, I would say, of anxiety with the customer. But we're doing well. We're really focused on many of our key product categories like VCT, and solid wood, engineered wood, porcelain tile, amongst others, and have seen some good trends out of the gate. You know, I hope next week brings some level of certainty with the tariffs. And I think that'll be a great thing for us. Look, we have a tremendous domestic manufacturing base. In fact, 11 manufacturing sites that are all strategically located, and we're ready to leverage those for our customers and bring the right brands and excite our customers with new technologies that we've obviously launched earlier this year. So good things on the docket. I'm excited about the products. I'm excited about spending more time with our customers. And obviously, we're going to continue to unveil new technologies as the year goes on. So good stuff ahead.
So I guess what you're saying is you're well positioned for this tariff situation, regardless of whatever happens. So I'd like to take, for instance, in the wood business, you have wood assets and are able to make that in the United States. And you also have wood assets with LM in Cambodia. So you're positioned for either way that the decisions flow, right?
We are. We have 11 manufacturing facilities that are strategically located in the U.S. that make everything, to your point, but carpets. So that's a great thing. And that's why we're America's preferred domestic manufacturer and distributor of hard surface flooring products. And excited to serve that. You know, we have plenty of go power, and we're ready to meet the demand here locally in the U.S. in the coming year.
AHF plays in both the commercial and residential business, and you just recently announced that you're changed the focus with personnel in the commercial business. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, we did. You know, we're a strong, meaningful participant in the commercial product category. We have tremendous leadership on that side of the business. And to give us more market access and really strategically leverage both product categories in the commercial space, right, from a porcelain perspective and really a VCT perspective, we have increased the access to the product basket and increased the number of reps actually selling those products by combining the legacy Armstrong portfolio and the Crossville portfolio from a rep perspective. So they all have all the product categories now, and we've seen good positive results out of the gate. VCT is doing exceptionally well. And my hope is that porcelain kind of picks up steam as those reps get used to selling that product category as well. So, you know, we're controlling our destiny in that side of the business, working with our customers and seeing good results, I think, is part of that strategic change within the sales force.
I know that in a few weeks we've got the NWFA show, and obviously that's a big wood show. Will you be there?
I will be. Yeah, I will be there at the latter part of the show. We'll be spending time with some of our customers there and excited about talking about the new things. You know, we just entered the unfinished solid wood space. It's a new category for us. It represents a significant growth opportunity and really access to new customers that we haven't had relationships with. And I'm excited to exploit that, show them what AHF can do for their businesses and how we can expand our relationships for mutual benefit.
All right. So historically, the brands that are AHF have gone to market through distribution, and you have the ability to pick either one, right? You can go direct or through distribution, or what's your focus on the route to market?
Yeah, obviously, we're a distribution play first. We have so many tremendous relationships and so many good brands that go through there. We do private label as well. We are a distributor first. We do have a small retail direct portfolio, and obviously, we have the Crossville Studios, which I would consider a direct path to market as well. So certainly, we do have both, but obviously, the bulk majority of our business goes through distribution. And it's been exciting to meet with many of those customers over the course of the past 7 to 8 weeks. Tremendous relationships. Everyone's excited about 2025, the new products we brought to market, the new selling strategies we have, and hopefully what we can achieve together and what we all anticipate to be essentially a flat market.
Okay, Brent. Well, it's good to spend time with you. Again, been talking to Brent Emore, the interim CEO with AHF Products, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloridaDaily.net.